From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Chris Faulkner reading Brides of Prairie Gold by Maggie Osborne. Now let's begin with Brides of Prairie Gold. Prologue.
My Journal, March 1852. Finally, the waiting has ended. At the end of the month, the bride train will embark on a journey that will take us halfway across the continent. We'll be on the trail for 2,500 miles, and for nearly 6 months. We shall encounter dangerous weather and wildlife and many perils. Some in our party will take seriously ill, some may even die, though I shudder to speak of such things. If anyone were wagon master other than my dearest Cody, I would shake with apprehension. I thought he would take me in his arms the instant I entered the interview room and met with him for the first time since we promised ourselves to each other. Oh, how my heart beat with anticipation! But he spoke to me as if we were meeting for the first time, as if I were merely responding to the advertisement for Oregon brides, like all the other applicants. Dear Journal, I was so bewildered and shocked. And then he smiled and said I reminded him of someone, and my heart sang. I understood at once that this was a secret message. Until he offered this assurance, I wasn't sure if joining the train was what he'd wanted me to do. I even worried that I might have imagined everything, and that I might be as queer in the head as she said I was. I would have thrown myself into his arms during the interview, but then he smiled and said he had reached the age...